The second glorious mystery, Jesus ascends into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
The mother of Jesus, his apostles, and a large crowd of disciples have gathered to witness the ascension of Jesus into heaven. Jesus calls before him the shepherds, Lazarus, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, Manaen, and the others of the 72 disciples. But he particularly keeps the shepherds close to himself, saying, "Here, you were near the Lord who had come from heaven. You are to be near the Lord who is going back to heaven, with your souls rejoicing because of his glorification. You have deserved this place because you did believe, notwithstanding that all the circumstances were unfavourable, and you were able to suffer for your faith. I thank you for your faithful love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I thank all of you, you, my friend Lazarus, you, Joseph, and you, Nicodemus, who took pity on the Christ, when to do so might have been very dangerous. You, Manaen, who despised the filthy favours of an unclean man to follow me on my way. You, Stephen, flowery crown of justice, who left what was imperfect for what was perfect. You will be crowned with a garland with which you are not yet acquainted, but it will be announced to you by the angels. You, John, for a short period of time, you were brother to the most pure breast. You have come more to the light than to the sight. And you, good women disciples, stronger in your kindness than Judith. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And you, Margiam, my child, from now on you will be called Martial, in remembrance of a Roman boy who was killed on the road. He was laid at Lazarus's gate with the defiant words, "Now tell the Galilean to bring you back to life again, if he is the Christ and has risen from the dead." He was the last of the innocents who lost their lives in Palestine to serve me, and first of the innocents of every nation who have come to the Christ. They will be hated for that and extinguished prematurely, like buds of flowers torn off the stems before blooming. And may this name, O Martial, show you your future destiny. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Blessed be the chosen ones of mankind, among the Hebrews and the Gentiles, who have manifested themselves in their love for me. Blessed be the earth with its herbs, its flowers, and its fruits, that have given me pleasure and refreshment so many times. Blessed be the earth with its waters and its tepidness, and with its birds and its animals, that many a time exceeded man in giving relief to the Son of Man. May you be blessed, Son, and you sea, and you mountains, hills, and plains. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Blessed are you, stars, my companions in my night prayers and in my sorrow. And you, moon, who illuminated me as I wandered around in my evangelizing pilgrimages. May all you creatures be blessed. You are the works of my Father, and may you be blessed also, you innocent instruments of my torture, thorns, metals, wood, and twisted hemp, because you have assisted me in fulfilling the will of my Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
How thundering is Jesus' voice! It spreads through the tepid, calm air like a bronze gong that has been struck. It propagates in waves over the sea of faces, looking at him from all directions. I say that there are hundreds of people around Jesus as he goes up with his more beloved ones towards the top of the Mount of Olives. But when Jesus arrives at the field of the Galileans, in which this time there are no tents, he says to his disciples, "Stop the people where they are and then follow me." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He climbs further up, as far as the highest summit of the mountain. This is the summit closest to Bethany, which it dominates from above, than to Jerusalem. Close to him are his mother, the apostles, Lazarus, the shepherds, and Margiam. Further away, in a semicircle and holding the people back, are the other disciples. Jesus is standing on a large stone, which stands out in its whiteness in the grass of the clearing. He is brightly illuminated by the sun, which makes his garment shine as white as snow. His hair is like gold. His eyes sparkle in a divine light. He opens out his arms in the gesture of an embrace. His unforgettable and inimitable voice gives the last order. Go, go, in my name, to evangelize the peoples as far as the ends of the earth. God be with you. May his love comfort you. May his light guide you. May his peace dwell in you until you reach eternal life. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He becomes transfigured in beauty, even more handsome than he was on Tabor. They all fall to their knees, worshipping, while he is already rising from the stone on which he was standing. He looks once again for the face of his mother, and his smile reaches a power that no one will ever be able to express. It is his last goodbye to his mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He rises, rises. The sun is now more free to kiss him, as no foliage, not even a thin leaf, intercepts its beams. It brightens with its splendour the God-man. With his most holy body he is ascending to heaven, and he displays his glorious wounds that shine like living rubies. Creation sparkles in the light of the Christ who is ascending, a light exceeding that of the sun, a superhuman and most blissful light, a light descending from heaven to meet the light ascending to it. And Jesus Christ, the Word of God, disappears from the sight of men in this ocean of brightness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
On the earth, there are only two noises in the deep silence of the ecstatic crowd. That of Mary, who cries, Jesus, when he disappears, and the weeping of the shepherd Isaac. The others are struck dumb with holy astonishment, and they remain there as if they were waiting until two snow-white angelic lights in human form appear, saying, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, shall come back to you in the same way. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those who most need of thy mercy.